You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. We've got a great question today about inspectors.
Hi, Sarah and Annette. My name is Greer. I'm from Gregory Hill Homes on Instagram. We are a short-term rental owner, operator in Rhode Island. I absolutely love you guys, love listening to you, and have gotten so many great insights from you guys for this industry. My question is about hiring. I'm looking to hire inspectors to help with the cleaning process and get some work off of my plate so I can focus on growing my business. I know that you guys have experience with that, so I was just wondering how you went about hiring them for the first time. Looking into it, looks like I won't be able to hire them as independent contractors, but employees. So just wondering how you went about that, how you pay them. Do you do it hourly or per turnover, if every house is the same, etc. So any help and insight would be very helpful. Thank you.
All right. We have so much to say about this. Annette, do you want to get us started?
Well, first I want to thank Greer because... number one, she's an amazing host. Please check out her spaces in Rhode Island at Gregory Hill Homes. She's actually been a STR Share Sunday. So we thank you for being a loyal listener and contributor. And let's talk about this. Everyone, if you don't have an inspector, you might be the inspector, but let's get an inspector. Let's start really quick. Sarah, let's just give a rundown of what an inspector does.
I love that. Yes. So an inspector is someone who helps you trust but verify the work of the cleaning team and lends an extra layer of support to the cleaning team, right? So on our team, our inspector comes, if they can, prior to the clean, and they do a little pre-clean checklist that can include filling all the soaps, bringing out a new sponge, if they can.
Starting laundry.
Yes. So those sorts of things. They let the cleaning team come and do their thing. And then they come back in. They lint roll everything. They stage the curtains. We, of course, check all of the safety elements. They make sure, you know, they run their hands across the counter. So it really is just like a trust but verify. But also in our company, we treat them as just an extra layer for the cleaning team to lean on.
All right. So now that we know the inspector is Greer, the first thing we want to tell you is, and this is for all listeners, this person definitely needs to have a high attention to detail. They are the detailer. Some people call them the detailer in their company. So that's number one when you are hiring. Number two, this is something you do want to make sure you're in alignment with this person. I know, Greer, you had mentioned not being able to hire independent contractor. Need a little more info there, but listeners also, some people hire them as a 1099, which is an independent contractor. Some people hire them as a W-2. Of course, this is something that you're going to want to look very specifically in your state, exactly how your business is set up and what you're asking this person to do. But we want to encourage you, you're going to find the right person, but set up first before you even go on the hunt for this person. What is that job description? What are you going to want them to do? And Greer, it sounds like your business is growing and this is an opportunity that is a person just going to be an inspector or are you going to have them do some other things? But Sarah, let's talk about what she was asking of the payment. What type of compensation? Is this a per turn? Is it by the hour? Are they driving a far way? Are they going to be able to do multiple places?
Here's the tricky part. In my experience, it can vary greatly whether or not you have a very small company business. You have one property, two property. I understand the pains there of how do you get someone to take ownership of the inspector position for you while you may only have 2-3 turnovers a week. So if that is you, put yourself in the potential inspector's shoes, in the detailer's shoes. What's going to make it worth it to them to take ownership and pride into making sure every single one of your spaces is guest ready? In my opinion, that might be more of a per piece compensation, right? What is it going to be worth it for them to get out of bed, go to your property, spend some time there? How many bedrooms, how many baths? Are they doing stuff on the outside? Are they checking the elements? Hopefully you're getting a professional to do the pool and the hot tub and things like that, but they might just make sure everything's locked up and ready for the guest and safety elements are in place. So think about that really deeply. It may not be, well, they're only there for an hour and a half. Well, sure, but if they're only turning over the property once or twice a week, it may not be worth it to them on that hourly rate.
And some ways to get really creative. You may have an opportunity. I have in the past had my turnover person also be the inspector. And that was number one, because I really trusted this person. They had the time to be able to turn the place, take a break, and then go back into the property with an inspector's view and know that they were doing a separate job the next time that they went through the house. And so I also just want to say, what does your turnover team look like right now? Is that a one or two person team? Is there a way that you can maybe compensate them to do a secondary and say, this is not the clean, this is a second portion of the work that's contracted? That's a place that I would maybe look at, Greer, just because you said you couldn't do the independent contractor thing. I don't know what type of company you're using for your turnovers. First, I mean, go to them and maybe they even know someone. Sarah and I were just thinking there's a plethora of places to look online inside your network, see what other people are doing. But this is definitely a place you are going to have to get creative and you are going to have to iterate most likely. And the awesome part is you can continue to layer on more things. So just really need to make sure that person's in alignment. I would also see what your budget can handle.
If you are a larger company out there loving this information or this conversation about inspectors, you can pay by the hour if you can offer your inspectors a larger shift. So for us right now, our inspectors start around 9:30 in the morning, and they usually work until 4:30, 5 o'clock in the evening, depending on how busy our day is, how many back-to-backs we have. And then we have a couple inspectors. That way, every day is covered in our business. That's how we work. I know other companies that have, really large companies might have, every inspector or property detailer has a section of homes or an area of homes that they take ownership of. So there's a lot of ways to structure this. There really is no one size fits all. But I also want to give a shout out to one of our podcast sponsors, Breezeway. They help you dial in this inspector role. So whether you take Annette's advice and maybe see if the cleaning company has someone else they can offer you to come and be the inspector, or maybe the cleaner is the inspector, if they have two different checklists, I always share with my team that these checklists are like our little mini contracts for every turn. If you check that box on our Breezeway app, that means you've done that task, right? And you want to make sure that your inspector checklist is obviously very different from the cleaner's checklist. They're looking for different things. They're doing different tasks. So, Annette, anything else that you can think of we can offer Greer?
I'm excited for you. And I just really want you to dig in and be creative, because I'm sure if you start to have these conversations, there's more things that you could probably take off of your plate that the inspector might gladly add on to their plate. For example, do you need someone helping you shop for consumables? Do you need someone helping you with social media? Do you need someone doing guest outreach? So there's just some other things. I encourage you, if you have to get creative and it's going to be an investment and you want to make sure that your investment you're making in human capital, which is so important, that just get creative with it. We're excited. Check back in with us. Let us know how it goes.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.